The latest Republican effort to repeal the Affordable Care Act has triggered a series of rallies across New York. I attended one in downtown Albany today, hours before Arizona Senator John McCain announced he's opposing the Graham-Cassidy bill.
What do we want?
Health care for all!
Community, clerical, political, and union leaders gathered in front of the Leo O'Brien Federal Building, calling on Congress to reject the Senate legislation. Carol Ann Lemon from the New York State Nurses Association addressed the crowd.
This is completely unacceptable.
Right, it is unacceptable!
The plan also would completely eliminate the ACA's expansion of Medicaid, which would leave an additional 11 million low-income adults without health insurance and no access to health care.
Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul painted a very dire picture of New York without the ACA.
There's going to be huge hits to our hospitals, our nursing homes. I mean, we'll have to close facilities. And I've said to Republicans, and I went down to Washington in March and sat with Republicans and said, I hope you have a spare bedroom. Because when your parents and your grandparents get thrown out of the nursing home, you better take care of them. I mean, this is how dire it could get. Cuts in home health care aides, assistance. Our hospitals are going to be closing, particularly in rural areas. They're barely being propped up now. But we need to maintain that presence in our rural areas because people still need services no matter how remote it is. And I'll tell you right now, I have traveled the state talking about the heroin opioid crisis. We are in a death spiral. We are losing people every single day. The governor and I are fighting hard to combat this, but we cannot afford to lose the financial assistance that comes to us to take care of these people on their road to recoveries.
Capital Region Congressman Paul Tonko is a fellow Democrat.
Just 10 years down the road, the impact to New York will be the loss of $33 billion, with a B, $33 billion. We will witness 2.2 million New Yorkers having their health care ripped from them, and 32 million Americans will have their health care ripped from them. This process is on a lightning fast track. They're going to debate it for just a minute and a half.
Corey Ellis, who won the recent Albany Common Council President Democratic primary, says health care is a moral right.
When I hear senators and congressmen talk about tax breaks for the wealthiest people, what about your brothers and sisters? What about the moral compass that we all should be operating on?
Simultaneous rallies in opposition to the health care bill were held in Plattsburgh, Glens Falls, Utica, Binghamton, and Kingston. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.